Oh, what a dreary place this was when first the Mormons found it. They said no white men here could live, and Indians prowled around it. They said the land, it was no good, and the water was no gooder, and the bare idea of living here was enough to make men shudder. Mesquite, soap, root, prickly pears and briars, St. George along will be a place that everyone admires. Now green lucerne in verdant spots redeems our thriving city, whilst vines and fruit trees grace our lots with flowers sweet and pretty. Where once the grass in single blades grew a mile apart in distance, and it kept the crickets on the hop to pick up their subsistence. Mesquite, soap, root, prickly pears and briars, St. George ere long will be a place that everyone admires. The sun, it is so scorching hot, it makes the water sizz, sir, and the reason that it is so hot is just because it is, sir. The wind with fury here doth blow, that when we plant or sow, sir, we place one foot up on the seeds and hold them till they grow, sir. Mesquite, soap, root, prickly pears and briars, St. George ere long will be a place that everyone admires. The song was written by Charlie Walker, an early pioneer in the St. George Valley of Utah in Washington County. The words and music was written by Mr. Walker, and the song was sung quite consistently by Samuel L. Adams, who was my grandfather. The song is dear to the heart of many of the old pioneers here and has been brought to life at this time as a result of a pageant by the title of the St. George and the Dragon, which is being presented as a part of a centennial program which will start in Washington County in St. George, Utah, commencing the week of April the 13th.